Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 75 for Friday, September 25th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Friday morning, tracking advances in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was $4 to $5 higher, with the most frequently traded November contract coming in at $476.50 per ton. Large gains in Malaysian palm oil added to the bullish tone this morning, while European rapeseed futures were also higher. The short-term technical outlook has shifted to the upside. The November contract opened just above the $470 per ton mark and has already begun to test the $480 level. However, prime harvesting conditions are expected for much of the prairies this weekend, which limited the gains. The Canadian dollar was also higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to customers overseas. Much of Western Canada is expected to see favorable weather, which should help harvesting efforts. So far, yields have been better than expected. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 15 cents stronger, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.83 a bushel. A Chinese delegation in Iowa announced they were buying 13.18 million metric tons of soybeans over the next 2 years. The deal is worth $5.3 billion and comes as a relief for the market. Elsewhere, the value of the Brazilian real continues to fluctuate, which has thrown some volatility into trading. Corn was 4 to 5 cents below unchanged, with the December contract sitting at $3.86 per bushel. Light rain across the western corn belt was supportive for prices, as well equity markets are expected to buy corn before the weekend. The International Grain Council's estimate for this year's world corn ending stocks was up by 1 million tons to a total of 199 million tons, which was slightly bearish for the market. U.S. wheat was 8 to 9 cents higher, with the December contract coming in at $5.06 per bushel. Technical buying pushed values higher along with some short covering. New numbers show that Russia has exported 23% less wheat in the month of July to now than a year ago. U.S. wheat sales for 2015-16 are running 14% behind last year's pace. The International Grains Council also raised its estimate for global wheat ending stocks in 2015-16 to 211 million tons. That is up 5 million from the previous forecast. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, September 25th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.